Of Philip Pullinger, Burnie, Tasmania.
I'm 19 years old in my second year of medicine at the University of Tasmania. I grew up on a bush block on the western side of the Cam River Valley near Burnie. I feel privileged to have grown up in such an incredibly picturesque area. One of my favourite pastimes as a kid was to sit down at the river and simply take it all in. The soothing rush of water as it swirled downstream, the fronds of tree ferns and man ferns dipping their edges into the river, the calls of wrens, rosellas, fantails and robins, and to breathe in that cool, sweet air. I can remember thinking that I'd never felt so alive. Then 2 years ago, I came home from school one day to notice a small bare patch on the forest on the other side of the valley. I was totally confused. How on earth would they be allowed to log one of the few small remaining forested patches in an area which otherwise is an industrial landscape? The people who were doing it must be doing it illegally, I thought. We had heard nothing of it, and it was a tree preservation zone. We rang the council to let them know that someone was illegally felling trees in the council's tree preservation zone, expecting them to take immediate action to stop it. We were stunned to hear that the council had no power to stop what was happening. It turned out that no private individual could fell trees in Burnie's tree preservation zone unless the tree felling was a part of a forestry operation. The paradox of state versus council legislation is that it disallows individuals from cutting down a single tree, yet is allowing clear felling by forestry. There is a severe shortage of professionals, especially doctors, in rural Tasmania. Now here is the irony. I have dearly loved the rural surrounds of my valley, but when I come to graduate from medicine, much of what I have come to love will be gone at the same time that the Cam Valley is being cleared. I hear and see that nearby areas of rolling pastures are being converted to monocultures of eucalyptus nitens or the like, dislocating farming communities and decreasing population and infrastructure. By the time I become a doctor, one who would hope to return to an area like this, what will be left to return to? It is the quality of life that is so appealing about living in a region like that which I have grown up in. It is a quality of life that ultimately will attract professionals into these rural areas. Yet it is the quality of life that seems to be so easily neglected and lost. I really don't know what my future might hold. It seems that it could be a future as uncertain as that of the Cam River Valley.
Hey, wow.